Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and more. Sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, sometimes I improvise. So light up the lava lamp, come on a musical journey as we dig deep into the Thrift Shop archives. And this evening, on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's music to improve your attention span. I'm going to be featuring tracks that clock in at over 10 minutes, and in fact, our lead-off song clocks in at over 30 minutes. This is something brand new by the Garcia Peoples. It's called One Step Behind. Sit back, relax, and improve your attention span with the help of Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. Thank you. Get the rules you thought.
32 minutes of the Garcia Peoples with One Step Behind. They're coming out with a live version of that that's going to clock in at something like an hour. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be on Beyond is Beyond. Wait a minute. That's going to be on Beyond is Beyond is Beyond tapes. All right. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Improve Your Attention Span version of Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a program from our archives. This month, throughout the Northeast, farmers are tapping maple trees and processing maple syrup. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of maple sap dripping into a bucket.
Well, maple syrup is made from the sap of sugar maple trees. Sap is a very dilute sugar solution, perhaps 2% sugar, and it's cooked down in an evaporator over a wood or oil fire, typically, to a concentration of 67% solids, which are mostly sugars with the flavors of maple.
David Marvin runs Butternut Mountain Farm in Johnson, Vermont.
The sap is produced during alternating cold nights and warm days in March and April. And it flows from holes that are drilled in the tree, 7/16 inch in diameter, 3 inches deep inside the tree. These holes produce sap only until the tree starts growing, at which time sap flow stops, usually in mid-April. A single tap hole or two tap holes in a large tree really are very little harm at all to the tree. We don't know exactly how much sap is removed from the tree, but perhaps 5 to 10% of the stored carbohydrates at most would be removed during a normal sugaring season. It would be wonderful if we knew what makes sap flow. We don't know all the answers. Clearly there's a trigger mechanism based on temperature, but exactly how the tree works is still a mystery. The average tree in an average year will produce about 10 gallons of sap, and that produces about 1 quart of syrup per tap hole.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The title track to a 2-LP set that was released in 1971. That's The Rascals with Peaceful World. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, wishing you a peaceful world wherever you are on the planet. Take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. And keep listening to non-commercial, low-power radio.